6. No. Please, the Avatar said. The woman shook her head. I've thought about it. I don't want to see him. The Avatar stared at Ajira. But I brought him all this way, it cried, just for you. If you knew. Its voice trailed off. It brought its feet up onto the front of the seat and put its arms around its legs, hugging them. They were in Dajel's quarters, inside another version of the tower's interior, housed within the GCU jaundiced outlook. The Avatar had come straight here, after leaving Gunnar Hofoen in the main bay, where the original copy of the tower, the one Dajel Galayan had spent 40 years living in, had been moved to when the ship had converted all its external spare mass to engine. It had thought she'd be pleased that the tower had not had to be destroyed, and that Gunnar Hofoen had finally been persuaded to return to her. Dajel continued watching the screen. It was a replay of one of her dives among the triangular rays in the shallow sea that was now no more, as seen from a drone which had accompanied her. She watched herself move amongst the gracefully undulating wings of the great gentle creatures. Swollen, awkward, she was the only graceless thing in the picture. The Avatar didn't know what to say next. The sleeper service decided to take over. "The jailer," it said quietly through its representative. The woman looked round, recognizing the new tone in a Morpheus voice. "What? Why don't you want to see him now?" She paused. "It's just been too long," she said. I suppose, for the first few years, I did want to see him again, to... She looked down, picking at her fingernails. I don't know. Oh, to try and make things all right." "Grief, that sounds so lame." She sniffed and looked upwards at the translucent dome above her. "I felt there were things we needed to have said that we never did say to each other, and that if we did get together, even for a little while, we could work things out, draw a line under all that had happened, tie up loose ends, that sort of thing. "You know," she said, looking bright-eyed at the Avatar. "Oh, that jail," thought the ship, "how wounded about the eyes." "I know," it said, "but now you feel that too much time has passed?" The woman smoothed her hand over her belly. She nodded slowly, looking at the floor. "Yes," she said, "it's all too long ago. I'm sure he's forgotten all about me." She glanced up at the Avatar. "And yet he is here," it said. "Did he come to see me?" she asked, already sounding bitter. "No and yes," the ship said. "He had another motive. But it is because of you he is here." She shook her head. "No," she said. "No, too much time." The Avatar unfolded itself from the seat and crossed to where Dajel sat. It knelt down before her and hesitantly extended one hand towards her abdomen. Looking into her eyes, it gently placed its palm on Dajel's belly. Dajel felt dizzy. She could not recall a Morphia ever having touched her before, either under its own control or under the sleeper services. She put her own hand on top of the Avatar's. The creature's hand was steady, soft, and cool. "And yet," it said, "in some ways, no time has passed." Dajel gave a bitter laugh. "Oh, yes," she said, "I've been here, doing nothing except growing older." "But what about him?" she asked, and suddenly there was something fierce about her voice. "How much has he lived in 40 years? How many loves has he had?" I don't believe that signifies the jail, the ship told her quietly. The point is that he is here. You can talk to him. The two of you can talk. Some resolution might be achieved. It pressed very lightly on her belly. I believe it can be achieved. She sighed heavily. She looked down at her hands. I don't know, she said. I don't know. I need to think. I can't. I need to think. The jail, the ship said, and the Avatar took her hand in both of its. Were it possible, I would give you as long as you could desire, but I am not able to. There is some urgency in this. I have what might be termed an urgent appointment near a star called Esperi. I cannot delay my arrival, and I would not want to take you with me there. It is too dangerous. I would like you to leave in this ship as soon as possible. She looked hurt, the sleeper thought. I won't be forced into this, she told it. Of course not, it said. It attempted a smile and patted her hand. Why not sleep on it? Tomorrow will be soon enough.